Hey, everybody. Happy Monday. I'm taking your questions, as always, that you have emailed us, freedom@charliekirk.com. We go through some very important topics today, such as, do you have the liberty to just not get vaccinated? Are you killing other people, you super spreader? And so much more. If you want to support our program, go to charliekirk.com/support. Email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. That's freedom@charliekirk.com. If you want to get involved with Turning Point USA, you could do so at tpusa.com. That's tpusa.com, where we play offense with a sense of urgency to win the American culture war, tpusa.com. It's Monday, so I'm taking your questions. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Wrongful termination suits, minimum wage requirements, labor regulations, and more. And HR manager salaries are never cheap. They're an average of $70,000 a year. Bambi, spelled B-A-M-B-E, was created specifically for small business. You can get a dedicated HR manager, craft HR policy, and maintain your compliance all for just $99 a month. With Bambi, you can change HR from your biggest liability to your biggest strength. Your dedicated HR manager is available by phone, email, or real-time chat. From onboarding to terminations, they customize your policies to fit your business and help you manage your employees day-to-day, all for just $99 a month. Month-to-month, there are no hidden fees. Cancel anytime. You didn't start your business because you wanted to spend time in HR compliance. Let Bambi help and get your free HR audit today. Go to Bambi.com/Kirk right now to schedule your free HR audit. That's Bambi.com/Kirk. Spell BAM to the BEE.com/Kirk. Right now, go to Bambi.com/Kirk. Here's a question here, which is really important, which is Hi, Charlie. I noticed that the CDC never mentions the people that are naturally vaccinated by having had COVID. Have you seen anything about that? Thank you, Denise. Denise, what a great question and congratulations. You win a signed copy of the MAGA Doctrine. No, nowhere in any of these leaked documents by the CDC that we have here today that we have reviewed, do they mention natural immunity? Why do you think that is? No one makes money off of natural immunity, obviously. That natural immunity is not profitable. It also is not something that gives people power. You see, if you've naturally had COVID and you got through it, you have the antibodies. In fact, according to health.com and a couple other websites, you probably have the antibodies for the rest of your life. In fact, those are probably even better in some cases than getting the Chinese coronavirus vaccine. The CDC's own documents, again, this is not me sowing vaccine hesitancy, regardless of how bad the Washington Post wants to say it. It's this. It's the vaccine effectiveness is 75 to 85% in their own modeling. The CDC says this. Denise, to answer your question, if I've already had COVID-19 and recovered, do I still need to get vaccinated with a COVID-19 vaccine? Of course, they say yes. Yes, you should get vaccinated regardless of whether you've had COVID-19. That's because experts do not yet know how long you are protected from getting sick. Let me just stop. Experts? What experts? Experts in what? I am so exhausted and fatigued, and you should be too, with yielding control of our life to this word, experts. Even if you've already recovered from COVID-19, it is possible, although rare, that you could be infected with the virus that causes COVID-19 again. Studies have shown that the vaccination provides a strong boost in protection in people who have recovered from COVID-19. The CDC continues by saying, if you were treated for COVID-19 with monoclonal antibodies or convalescent plasma, you should wait at least 90 days before getting a COVID-19 vaccine. Why? That's interesting. So there are some exceptions for getting a vaccine. Talk to your doctor if you're unsure what treatments you received. If you or your child have a history of multi-system inflammatory syndrome in adults, consider delaying the vaccination, or your child have recovered from being sick. Interesting. So there are some exceptions, according to the CDC website. Yet they want to mandate the vaccines for everybody. The CDC continues by saying, the CDC still hasn't updated their website, and again, it could change at any moment. Do I need to wear a mask and avoid close contact with others while I'm unvaccinated? According to the CDC, no. Fully vaccinated people can resume activities without wearing a mask or physical distancing, except where required by federal, state, local, tribal, and territorial laws and rules. So if they want to try to incentivize people to get vaccinated, they're doing a really bad job of that. Let me just be honest. They've just totally diminished their vaccination push, which obviously we stand against mandatory vaccines. We've been talking about that for quite some time here. But Joe Biden is now entertaining. He's floating the idea of vaccinating the whole nation. We'll go to Cut 97. Tucker Carlson makes a phenomenal point where he says that Americans now have to wear masks and get forced vaccines while the Biden administration is allowing an open southern border where illegal aliens are coming across. Cut 97.
You know, Araldo, we live in a country where we are being forced to take a vaccine that some people, newsflash, don't want to take, that Americans can be arrested for not wearing a mask because COVID is so serious. But foreign nationals break our laws carrying COVID and somehow they're exempt from the requirements that we live under. That's not xenophobia. That's equal application of the law. And it's not happening now. And it's an appalling double standard that every American, including you, should be mad about.
I miss that Tucker energy. I love Tucker's show. I go on there a lot. I just said I miss it by saying that Tucker kind of combating against Geraldo is just awesome. Tucker did that a lot in his first couple years of his show. I don't think Tucker does as much on his show anymore because he's so focused on having guests that actually uncover big stories. I just love him throwing Geraldo down, saying it is an unequal application of law. Of course it is. Okay, this one is important, though, where Joe Biden just loses it. Cut 87.
In May, you made it sound like a vaccine was the ticket to losing the mask forever. And
that is true at the time, because I thought there were people who were going to understand that getting vaccinated made a gigantic difference. And what happened was, new variant came along, they didn't get vaccinated, it was spread more rapidly, and more people were getting sick.
Old man screams at portrait, hoping for answer. God bless Ducey. He's the only reporter left in the entire press corps actually asking questions. But it goes back to this theme of things are constantly changing and there is no stability. The mad rule. Joe Biden is now floating out vaccinating every human being. I just want to say something really quick. This beautiful document that I always have next to me when I host our show, always. The United States Constitution was written for people like Joe Biden. Thank God we have a document like the Constitution, or else these wishes would be his command. Play tape.
Yes.
Mr. President, thank you. Why not push for vaccine mandates in states, private companies, schools? Do you want to see those entities pass vaccine mandates?
Well, I'd like to see them continue to move in that direction. And that's why I pointed out. I had asked the Justice Department to determine whether that is they're able to do that legally. And they can. Local communities can do that. Local businesses can do that. It's still a question whether the federal government can mandate the whole country. I don't know that yet.
Now, maybe I'm just completely out of the loop on constitutional law. I didn't know that mandating medicine when you can go to get a service at a business is constitutional. It's definitely immoral. Let me just put it that way. And wasn't it the left that was so upset that this baker wasn't going to make a cake for a gay couple? They're like, oh, no, you must be forced to do that. And now all of a sudden they're like, oh, no, by the way, actually, we could totally discriminate against people, whoever we want. We love discrimination. Wasn't that the whole argument of their entire thing, that no one should be able to discriminate based on business ever? What about the children that have had adverse events to vaccines before and the students? We've had some of them on our show. They're not going to be able to go to restaurants like Shake Shack. Yeah, big loss, right? This is Jim Crow. This is not skin color discrimination. It's medical apartheid. And the restaurants in Phoenix, Arizona are doing this as well, by the way. Restaurants in Phoenix, Arizona are saying, you have to show us your papers and proof of vaccination to be able to eat. You know, if you really wanted to make the divide in America permanent, this is a great playbook to be following. Joe Biden. It's still an open air question of whether or not I can mandate the whole country. Thankfully, you can't, because as much as the DOJ is going to try to do sort of movements and arguments, the Constitution is still the law of the land. If you run a conservative or faith-based business or organizations that accept credit cards for donations, events, and merchandise or anything, listen carefully. Do not expose yourself to being shut off because of cancel culture. The Charlie Kirk Show relies on Cornerstone Payment Systems to provide uninterrupted credit card processing for all of our work. We trust Cornerstone for our processing because I believe, and I think you will too, you'll benefit from their solutions, their low costs, and most importantly, their commitment to safeguard your transactions. Cornerstone provides all types of credit card solutions, including e-commerce, retail, donations, crowdfunding, and text to give. Please contact Cornerstone Payment Systems today and let them know you heard about them on my show. You can reach Cornerstone at 714-912-2617 or online at cornerstone.cc/Kirk. Again, that's cornerstone.cc/KIRK. Let them know I sent you. Charlie, when having it, this is a really, really good question, actually. Probably the best question we got so far today by Heather. Email us, freedom@charliekirk.com. When having a discussion with someone that believes vaccines should be mandatory, you try to give them the freedom and liberty are the foundational principles of America, an explanation as to why it shouldn't be. But then they say, what do you say that your liberty ends when you are killing other people? What a great question, right? It seems so self-obvious. Oh, of course, well, you can't have liberty if you kill other people. Well, first of all, if you knowingly have the Chinese coronavirus and start going and blowing in people's mouths, then yes, that's going to be an issue. But if you're just living your life unknowingly possibly having a virus and you've decided that you're not going to get the vaccine, that is you exercising your own individual autonomy. And by the way, there are a lot of reasons not to get the vaccine, the first of which is according to the United States Constitution, you have a right to religious liberty. And there are great religious grounds to deny this. So, Heather, the answer is this, is that if all of a sudden you get COVID or you get the Chinese coronavirus and you just start blowing in people's mouths, then yeah, you could be open. That could be possibly legally held accountable for killing people. But living your life and not being vaccinated is nowhere near anywhere this idea of reckless homicide or killing people. And by the way, Heather, according to the CDC, you should tell your friend, vaccinated people are actually spreading it more than unvaccinated people. That's the CDC's own data, according to leaked documents. It's actually surprising. I wouldn't even think it would be that dramatic. But it said that there was no difference, in fact, that unvaccinated had a higher rate. So are vaccinated people killers? Of course not. That's not the argument that we're making. You see, it's like saying this. It's like saying that everyone that works at McDonald's and the CEO of McDonald's, or the former founder, I think he's dead. Ray Kroc is dead, I think, right? Could be held for contempt for murder for making Big Macs and everyone died of heart disease. They use this argument for gun manufacturers all the time, right? That gun manufacturers have to be held criminally liable because of all the gun deaths that happen. The argument is ridiculous. It falls apart. But Heather, this is a really important question because you do not have a guarantee of safety. This is a provocative claim, but I'm going to make this claim for you. Explain to me where in this preamble of the United States Constitution you are guaranteed safety. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution in the United States of America. Now, some people would say, well, Charlie, that's domestic tranquility. That's tranquility and safety are two totally different things. Tranquility is not the absence of chaos. It's peace within chaos. You're always going to have some form of upheaval, obviously. We obviously want to limit that. Promote the general welfare. James Madison actually wanted to get rid of that phrase. We've talked about that before. Here's something that people don't like to talk about. You cannot have a culture of liberty and also a culture of safetyism. They are incompatible. You got to choose one or the other. You got to say, you know what? I'm going to let my 14-year-old live his life. Don't go wear a mask. If you get the virus, I'll tend to you. Go grow up. Encounter the world. Let me just be very clear. When I grew up, the type of violent, I use that word intentionally, violent sports that I was involved in were far more dangerous than ever getting COVID. Okay? I'm talking about tackle football on the pavement. Okay? Can anyone relate to this sort of stuff? I'm talking about paintballing with just in people's backyards wearing t-shirts and shorts. And if you've ever been hit by a paintball, I'll tell you what, that's something. I'm not jumping off of big structures having no idea what you're doing. Now, I'm not defending that. I'm not saying that was wise. I am saying, though, that that is part of childhood development. And I'm glad I had that. Liberty is the pursuit of what you ought to do. Not to be able to do whatever you want to do, whenever you want to do it, however you want to do it. And liberty is also being able to say no if a company or an institution or a government wants to get in the way of your ability to worship your creator, raise your family, or have autonomy over your body if you're afraid that that medicine might harm you and there might be a downside. The American system gives you the ability to say no. We need to defend it. Someone says here, Ori from Wisconsin, Charlie, I recently saw a tweet about porn for children. Was that real? Why would somebody possibly think that's a good idea? Should we even debate such egregious concepts? So Flora Gill, who is some person from the United Kingdom, says, and this is a real tweet, someone needs to create pornography for children. Hear me out. Young teens are already watching porn, but they're finding hardcore, aggressive videos that give a terrible view of sex. They need entry-level porn. A softcore porn site where everyone asks for content and no one gets choked. Oh, yeah, the worst part about porn is that people get choked, right? According to Flora Gill. This is a real tweet. This is where this whole culture is headed. I got to tell you, I recently spoke to a youth audience and, you know, I kind of talked about some of these concepts. And it was really interesting to hear kind of some of the feedback at how pervasive these issues and these topics have become in like 14 and 15 and 16-year-old environments. And so, and look, Tim Pool says this, and he's right. I'm going to be on Tim Pool's show next week. They got to test the water somehow to post crap like this. Wait for the reaction, then take it down. If it just goes too far. Now she's justifying it by saying she meant consent. Bruh, she wants porn for kids. That is true. That's what they want. And parents, if you have teenagers, keep an eye out for that because it's a lot more pervasive, I think, and widespread than people realize, and a lot more damaging than people realize as well. Email us your questions, freedom@charliekirk.com. Let's get to some more questions here. Just kind of a general question. It says, Charlie, what happens to the left being so concerned about privacy and government overreach? Well, remember Cut 109 when Nancy Pelosi said the federal government cannot require someone to be vaccinated, saying it's a matter of privacy, Cut 109.
We cannot require someone to be vaccinated. That's just not what we can do. It is a matter of privacy to know who is or who isn't. I can't go to the Capitol physician and say, give me the names of people who aren't vaccinated so I can go encourage them to, or make it known to others to encourage them to be vaccinated. So we can't do that.
And then Biden said something similar, Cut 64, while he was campaigning, saying, look, vaccine and masks should not be mandatory. Isn't it interesting? They didn't say that leading into the election. They didn't say that leading into when someone's going to be voting. Now you might say, well, Charlie, this is back when he was president-elect. Why do you think Joe Biden didn't say that when he was president-elect? The Georgia runoff. That's why. Because that would have been used as a winning issue to keep the Senate in Republican hands. Play tape.
No, I don't think it should be mandatory. I wouldn't demand to be mandatory, but I would do everything in my power. Just like I don't think masks have to be made mandatory nationwide.
Even though they're doing both now, they're mandating vaccines. He even said, look, I'm talking to the Department of Justice of seeing how we can mandate vaccines for all people. Next question here. Hi, Charlie. I've been listening to your podcast consistently for the last year. In this time frame, I've come to know Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Praise God. And I've begun to read the Bible. I have two questions for you. First, I've been reading the New Testament from front to back. I'm currently in Romans. What is your favorite scripture in the Bible and why? Secondly, what are your top five must-read book recommendations? Thanks, Nika. Well, I also want to make sure we talk about thinker.org as well. I think that's important to mention. My favorite scriptures, I love Philippians 4:8. It's one of my favorite verses in the entire Bible. I'm paraphrasing. Whatever is good, whatever is true, whatever is beautiful, ponder on those things. I'd have to say that my favorite part of the New Testament, though, that I don't think gets as much attention is the book of Acts. I love the book of Acts because it is the price, it is the penalty, and it is the reality of spreading the gospel. It's the early apostles just trying to figure it all out. They all were so compelled, obviously, by seeing their Lord and Savior. And they said, all right, let's see what this is. And throughout the book of Acts, you see, obviously, kind of the rise of Paul. You see the stoning of Stephen. You see the entrance of the Holy Spirit on Pentecost. And I love the book. It really speaks to me personally. Out of the four Gospels, I love the book of John. So the book of Luke and the book of Acts was written by the same person that was actually underwritten by the same person by the name of Theophilus. He was kind of the sponsor of the book of Luke and Acts. And in fact, if you put Luke and Acts together, I believe, and someone fact-checked me on this once, it actually accounts to more pages or more word count than everything that Paul wrote in all of his letters. That could be fact-checked. That's fine. But they're big books. Luke ends, Acts begins right where Luke ends. So if you read Luke and Acts together. Book of Romans is a phenomenal book to read. I'm so glad that you have given your life to Christ, Nika. And top five other books outside of that. Well, I do want to plug thinker.org, thinker.org/Charlie, where you guys can get big ideas distilled quickly in a short period of time. Five books that I think everyone has got to read. The Book That Built Your World by Vishal Mangalwaldi, 1984 by George Orwell. I'd really recommend anything by Milton Friedman, but I'm going to say The Conservative Mind by Russell Kirk, From Burke to Eliot. Basically anything by Russell Kirk is just phenomenal. I would also then recommend just rereading The Federalist Papers. And then I would read something on Winston Churchill. Dr. Larry Arnn has a great book called Churchill's Trial. I'm working my way through it right now. It's absolutely phenomenal. And then another really great book is Case for Christ. I try to read a book a week. Don't always succeed with that. But God bless you, Nika. Thank you so much for that wonderful question. Okay, here's a question. I'm hoping to attend one of your events soon. I have a question that makes sense to me. It's so funny. I actually had the same question. I had the same realization. If the government mandates vaccination, does that not set precedent that would help overturn Roe versus Wade? My reasoning is that mandates vaccination takes away your freedom of choice, you know, my body, my choice. So I think in this case, Roe versus Wade should be overturned on the basis that my body, my choice no longer applies. What do you think? Well, Sean, I think you are very wise, and you want a signed copy of my book, The MAGA Doctrine. Email me, freedom@charliekirk.com. We'll take care of you. My body, my choice is a slogan. It wasn't actually used in legal briefs in Roe versus Wade. But you're not wrong, Sean, because what you're getting at here is that I guess the sovereignty of the individual no longer matters in deeply held medical decisions. That's basically what we're saying, what the government is saying. And you're right, Sean, is that, well, if that's true and that's the legal precedent behind Roe versus Wade, why should abortion be legal then? Are they not invalidating their own abortion argument? I think that's very wise. When's the last time you think you had American meat? Well, many people, it's far too long. Did you know that 80% of grass-fed beef sold in the U.S. is imported from overseas like China? You go to goodranchers.com to buy now. You get a box. Subscribe and save 20% on each box of mouth-watering meats. They are marbled beautifully. Producer Connor, every time we get this box that gets delivered, time stops. You guys ever see the movie, The Day the Earth Stood Still? That's what it's like when Good Ranchers arrives at our office. What's for dinner tonight? Well, I know what Connor's having. It's a T-bone from goodranchers.com. The start of every good meal is, you guessed it, chicken, steak, pork, or seafood at the place in every center of a meal. GoodRanchers.com/Charlie saves you the trip down the meat aisle and brings steakhouse quality meat right to your door. Good Ranchers wants you to eat good while making memories with friends and family. GoodRanchers.com makes it easy for you to get food you can trust at a price you can't beat. They have the cuts you've been craving, T-bones, strips, filet, gourmet burgers, and more. Try the family feast that comes with steaks, chicken, and more. Go to goodranchers.com/Charlie right now and save $20, or better yet, subscribe and save each box of mouth-watering American meats. Go to goodranchers.com/Charlie. That's goodranchers.com/Charlie. Question here. Mike, hi, Charlie. I have a simple question. If the vaccine manufacturers were held liable for negative vaccine outcomes, do you think they would be pushing it so hard? Thanks, Mike. No. In fact, I think it was 1976, 1978, maybe 1980. I got all my years messed up, where the vaccine companies were actually no longer held liable. 1986, thank you. 1986, held liable to the vaccine, to the downsides of creating a vaccine. So let me tell you why this is so unprecedented, okay? So imagine you are going to a restaurant. Let's say you go to Chipotle, and 1,000 people get salmonella from Chipotle. You can sue Chipotle in civil court for reckless endangerment, for damages. So Chipotle, therefore, goes through extra precautions and measures to try to prevent any sort of salmonella outbreak. They might do recalls. They take that very seriously. So being able to be sued for something wrong with vaccines is something that must be suing as a regard, as a check and balance of a vaccine, is something that would empower the consumer and would make them take this more seriously. And just for the fact checkers out there, you can sue the vaccine companies, but they cannot be held liable. I just want to be very clear, okay? You can sue them. They cannot be held liable. Instead, they have the VAERS database, and the government has its own way to settle vaccine type adverse reactions. They have a whole fund for that. So no one sues them, because you would ultimately never win. I just want to make that very clear. Hey, Charlie, who do you think is really leading well right now when it comes to the looming COVID or Chinese coronavirus lockdowns? I know who. Ron DeSantis, Cut 68, where he says that we need to reject the Faucian dystopia, Cut 68.
Floridians are free to choose, and all Americans should be free to choose how they govern their affairs, how they take care of themselves and our families, and they should not be consigned to live, regardless of which state in the union, consigned to live in a Faucian dystopia in which we're governed by the whims of bureaucratic authorities who care little for our freedom, little for our aspirations, and little for our happiness. No more. We can't let it happen going forward.
Governor Ron DeSantis continues in Cut 106. No lockdowns, no school closures, no mandates, no restrictions. Why is not every Republican governor doing this as well? And why are Republican senators not saying this? And instead, they're negotiating an infrastructure package with the other side. Cut 106.
There's a movement to try to impose more restrictions on the American people. And I just want to say, in Florida, there will be no lockdowns. There will be no school closures. There will be no restrictions and no mandates in the state of Florida. Floridians have been, are, and will remain free to choose what's best for themselves and their families.
Free to choose. What a concept. Trust the citizenry. Don't impose it. Don't mandate it. Don't shut it down. No more restrictions. And Governor Doug Ducey has just said Arizona does not allow mask mandates, vaccine mandates, vaccine passports, or discrimination in schools based on who isn't vaccinated. We pass all this into law, and it will not change. Governor Doug Ducey, good for you. You deserve credit for that. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. If you want to support our program, go to charliekirk.com/support. If you want to get involved with Turning Point USA, go to tpusa.com. God bless you guys. Speak to you soon.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.